Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Just do remind me to press stop, otherwise it keeps going until the service choppers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. I'm going to do something to make sure that we remember.
Mm-hmm. When was the next time? How is it, gentlemen? Weekly dream report shortly. So, we're just currently testing out wonderful.
All right, and now.
And we're going to. Oh, bless you, love. So we're going to shortly hit the streets and interface with locals. The streets been locked off for an event, and if it isn't pissing down, we're going to go out there and interface. But in the meantime, we're looking for folk to. This is the Dream Report phone out that we're going to session. So just stick with us. So we were just having an amusing conversation how when we did go out there we're going to be mezcaling. So and we were discussing the flow chart of noughts and ones of how this system is networked and how it you see we're on the other side of the world, you know, we're down the Antipodes. And I won't bore you with all the technicals, but basically from a microphone, this bounces to Singapore, then comes back to our main node here, then jumps back to New York. And what we're hearing is what comes back from New York to us. So after those two, the equatorial and the trans-equatorial journeys of these noughts and ones, it takes 9 seconds from me squawking into the mic to it coming back to our monitor, which we found fascinating. Prepping for the phone out.
I'd like some results of you.
Mezcal the whole show. We're mezcal. So instead of having the internal studio mic set up, we might easier to stay mezcal. So we can seamlessly go from studio to street.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that makes sense for today.
So we can just seamlessly go. There's quite a few seconds delay. So I think this will have to be your studio mic for today.
That's fine. It sounds pretty good to you.
It's it'll do the job.
So that is plugged into this.
This, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and so with mine.
Googling how to get the iPhone the old fashioned way.
I have some headphones. So I'm wondering what, because remembering that my level over here, it doesn't register.
Yeah, I know. So where's the microphone gone? Let's go.
So we're all good to go. Okay, that looks like it's happening.
my dear, how's things going?
I have a horse. No, I think the thing is I'm going to be on the ground skin, moving across so it. Just very, very quickly. Almost certainly behind a vehicle. Yeah,
it was, I think we had a mic drag. I think we can have a break from that.
Yeah, okay. Shall I plug? I'm going to try and plug this back in and see what happens. And just a big thank you to all the victims who picked up.
Yes.
And wish to share.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to see something since it's only me right now. Let's see how the reverb.
Wish to share.
Yes, not super reverb-y. I want to see something, since it's only me right now.
Yes.
Let's see. So I think the reverb comes when...
We're too close together.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Because it was on your computer and...
No, I gave you the password so you can download it.
Oh, right.
See, that's the beauty about using this,
yeah.
Is we could do that. Let's do some social media, shall we?
Yes.
Time for social media. Of course. I would think this. Marvellous. Thank you. Bit of social media. No, I don't. Sorry, I'm talking to the machine here. Okay. There we go. Marvellous. I'm just doing some on-the-fly PR. I'm definitely going to tag 107 with this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here we go. I don't have a particularly brilliant relationship with social media, so I am trying. But I'm trying my best. Bear with me.
Again, even if people don't bring it back together, I think they want. I'm seeing a moment. Is it? just obliterated. It's having the bravery to step off the precipice, I think. And I think often it's...
No, not sound there. Keep going. If it's still here.
Senior consultant renewables.
No. No.
Painters.
No. Oh, is it gone? Is it gone?
Well, let's try just going to Google Books. Let's check that out.
I don't know. It's Luscious is there.
Creation of Garfield?
No. There was.
Black Panther Party?
No, it wasn't. It was definitely a BDSM novel, and the reviews were a little bit, apparently it was a bit naff. But anyway,
shouldn't BDSM novels be?
I suppose it depends on...
Working at play.
Okay, let's try and do a search. It certainly used to be up there. It's interesting it's not anymore.
It's better to just Google the kick, the snare, the hat, and the clap.
Here we are. It is, apparently I've written, Female Domination, Confessions of a Beaten Man.
Wow, what year did you write that?
I'm not sure. It's a lot. We're going back a few years now. Publication date 2012. So, warning, this book is the explicit memoir of a devotee of female sexual domination and contains unbearably exciting descriptions of a man enduring anal humiliation, erotic corporal punishment, ball stretching, mixed sex wrestling, and forced ejaculation. Seconds was that?
I wasn't counting.
Okay. So that's fun. That's slower than the old one. Okay. Count. Oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, it does feel a lot longer.
It does, but it is the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why it feels longer today, but... It's like when a group of dudes get together and can't figure out how to turn on their mixer. It's that's very innovative, but if it were a group of women trying to figure out how to turn on their mixer and that be the performance, I don't think anyone would stick around, you know?
Get up off your asses, out your front door, and riot in bed.
Has made me want to go to the gentleman's.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So can I
let you do your solo spot on?
Yeah. I want
a solo spot on stage.
Where's...
just quickly while I go and
I
mobilise to the gentleman's.
Yeah, let's see.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
We'll try calling. Let's put you on speaker. I broke it. I'll fix it. So let's see. Oh yeah, so I did have, yes, in terms of the dream report, I did have some dreams to discuss with you this week. Quite a few, actually. Last night, it seems that, and so it was a, well, I was in a really pretty dress that was just wonderful. I was in this dress for the entire time. It was kind of a ball gown. It fit really nicely. It was a really nice pale pink. But it was starting to get dirty. Yeah. And so in this ball gown, I went to dinner. It was supposed to be a, I thought it was going to be like a many course meal. So when the first thing came out and it was like a full plate of food, I didn't eat it all. But then people came in and so I left some and they took it away. But then later on, it turns out it was only lunch. And the rest of the
your meal wasn't going to come till later. And so I was hungry.
But then also in the dream, at some point I become a drug dealer of some kind. Like, this weird thing that you like injected to people's necks.
I don't know. Maybe it was media. Maybe I was just injecting like stuff immediately into people's heads. But then I was in trouble with like the higher drug overlord. And then they were gonna like kill me or something. And then I was in this place trying to get out, and we went through this one stop point. And we made it through the first time, but then the van that we were in went around the block and went through a second time through this checkpoint, and they found something.
There's quite a tricky little plot there, isn't there?
Oh, it was a very intricate, tricky plot, yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes I think multiple plots get woven together, but it's because I was wearing the same dress in the dream, so.
So you had multiple timelines in the same frock.
Yep.
Okay, so that's sort of, that's interesting. So you had multiple, you were bilocating in the same outfit.
Yep.
So your outfit was bilocating as well, so it's not just you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
The outfit was essential for my identity in the dream.
Your outfit was the anchor.
Yeah.
So you didn't split into multiverses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have split into multi. Because it all comes down to
calling all CB radios, anyone on air now would like to contribute any thoughts or any noise live online to 107 Diffusion.
Did I take it?
This is the Dream Report phone out show. Is there anyone out there who's got some really interesting dreams they'd like to share with us on our CB radio, streamed internationally? Over. This is the phone out Dream Report show. Anyone out there on this frequency, or whatever frequency you like, who would like to share like their dreams they had last night on 107 Diffusion. Over.
I'm going to go over here.
See if you can coax anyone. Over.
Did you call Ryan? Just stay here and have a different...
the two of you are more intimidating together.
That's true.
And they're off.
We shall stop.
Okay. We're this is 107 signing off. And
sweet dreams.
And
dream away.
And
the artist asleep is the artist at work.
Exactly, yeah. And thank you. And thank you for everyone who was doing everything over the last couple of hours, all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you all. And remember, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I should play. No, I won't. bye. Bye, everyone. Okay, so we're going to stop that. There we go. Boom.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.